Maybe on a slightly more upbeat. Yeah. I just would like a little bit of, while you were doing all this stuff with the union,
okay.
you had mentioned earlier that you had gone back to school.
Yes.
Could you tell us a little bit about that and your experiences outside of the shop?
I was married. I have three children, two daughters and a son. I lived in Stratford with my wife. She was worked off and on, not too much, you know, jobs maybe for a year here. Most of the time she stayed home and with the children, raised the children. During the 19, I was entitled to the GI Bill. So I went back to school at Housatonic Community College, I think in 1968. And I started out, I think I was getting like $15 a month under the GI Bill. But by the time by 1973, 74, with all the increases because of the war in Vietnam, and actually by the time I graduated in 1975, I was getting about a little over $300 a month. Now during this period of time, there was no overtime at all in the plant. So this almost became a part-time job. I use it to live on. And I did get I graduated from Housatonic in 1972, and I transferred to Sacred Heart, and I graduated. I got my bachelor's degree in history at Sacred Heart in 1975. And we had, in 1992, we had negotiated a tuition reimbursement plan with APCO Corporation. And very, very few of the bargaining people took advantage of that. They were working, they had good jobs, making good money. Not too many of them were motivated to go to college. So when I had 1985 negotiations, the company had come to us and said, listen, nobody's using it, this benefit plan, unless they want to use it, we're going to take it away. We don't think you need it. We said, oh, no, you're not. I said, well, we'll guarantee you're going to get some utilization. And I had been talking to a professor up at Yale. Somebody told me to go see this. Fellow by the name of Dave Montgomery on labor history, and I had been thinking about going back to school for a graduate degree. So, and that's what I did. I went back. I got accepted into Yale, and I got my master's degree in history in 1989. So
oh, that's great.
I'm an overeducated, unemployed local union president.
Okay. I want to thank you for this. This was extremely interesting. I guess before we wrap it up, as I mentioned earlier, this is going to sit in our archives forever.
Sure. Yeah.
If there are any words of wisdom or to posterity or your grandchildren you'd like to leave us with?
No, I can't think of it. Just my personal feelings that I say going into the plant every day, an empty plant, I've been there for 40 years. It's very difficult when I know what happened, when I see what happened. And some people ask me, well, you lost the battle, is it, how do you feel about it? And of course, I don't feel good, but I think my whole life has been struggle, fighting. And you never lose the fight for the things that you believe in. And I'm sure at some point, I have confidence that somewhere down the line that we will prevail. It's a long, frustrating process, and that's the way things are. And I would hope that this country will not turn its back on the trade union movement in such a way. So what's going on today with the corporate profits and the stock market booming, and everybody thinks that the unions are irrelevant. But in my opinion, they're needed more than ever. And I think I've had a life well spent in a very rewarding in the trade union movement.
Thank you.
Okay.